Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. What? Stopped and my name got mentioned. Yeah. Notice that? You got to put that on longer when you say me.
Michael Feldman.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't really need that. What? No one took your card? I'll take your card. Let's see what it says here. Joe Silverberg. You're from Madison. What do you do for a living? And you refuse to answer that, Joe.
I'm retired. I get up with nothing to do and go to bed with. I'm retired. I get up with nothing to do and go to bed with it half done.
Well, you should have put that there then, Joe. That's what you should have said then. Question anything appropriate? What's a fisherman?
A jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other.
Thank you, Joe Silverberg. A fisherman is a jerk. Well, you heard him. Good material, Joe. You've been waiting all this time just to use that somewhere, right? Have you ever used that stuff before?
My wife says yes. I was on your show at the Club de Wash many years ago. Yes.
I seem to remember that same joke from it.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I don't change my material, do you?
Oh. No, not that often either, I guess. Come to think of it. Have you got another one? No, besides fishermen? Give me one more. Is that's the extent of your whole...
See, what are one of my other jokes, Gene?
Forget it.
Come on, you heard them all.
I can't remember.
Keywords, a keyword.
I can't remember.
Keyword is I can't remember.
My memory is shot.
All right, sorry. Didn't mean to pin you down there. We just stuck with the fisherman, the jerk on the one end and the jerk on the other. Okay, very good, though. Thank you. Let's see now. Did you know that cows kill more Americans than sharks? Jim Carrier. Carrier? Yeah. Is that true? Okay, thanks. Well, there are more cows in America than there are sharks, let's face it. It's going to happen. You step on you the wrong way.
Kick you in the head.
Kick you in the head, probably. Most kicking in the head, is that?
Crush.
Well, a horse would kick you in the head, but would a cow kick you?
Maybe,
yeah?
It might crush you.
It would?
Yes, definitely.
Does it happen to you, minister?
No, it has not.
Reverend? I'm sorry?
That's right, reverend. Yes, no, I've never been kicked by a cow.
Okay, well, that's a danger. I know they step on your feet a lot, but that's usually not fatal, is it?
No. Well, you get an infection, it gets staff infection.
Anyone know more about this cow? Now, this has really got me alarmed now that cows are killing, cows are killing people. What? It's on Facebook? Cows killing people? Okay, well, it's on Facebook. That ruins it for me entirely. I was interested. Anyhow, Sally Bessinger, however, let's change the subject here from Oregon, Wisconsin, who's a nurse extraordinaire. Is that? No, that's not. Oh. Hi. And a model? You're a model, too? I ate a Limburger cheese sandwich yesterday. How do I get this taste out of my mouth? You better stand up and defend this statement you just made. Why would you do that in the first place, Sally?
Fun. It was good.
It was fun and it was good?
Yes.
It was fun?
It was.
It was fun?
Have you had one?
No, I've never approached close enough to eat one. I smelled Limburger, but you really like Limburger then, huh?
Sure. It's good. Especially when you put some...
Give me a little... go ahead. Go ahead. No. Out. Not in. Out. Come on. I can take it. Come on. Can't smell a thing. But you still got the taste in there?
A little.
You know, it's like drugs. Yeah, I keep doing them. Just eat another one and don't stop. It's when you stop that you crash. So,
we had a few beers yesterday to try to get it out of our mouth, but it.
Our mouth? Are we sharing a mouth these days?
We shared the sandwich.
You shared one sandwich. So it's been, you all. So you had it too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Where did you get this Limburger sandwich?
I am not okay with it. It was bad.
Well, you had it too, right?
Oh, I did. I couldn't finish my third.
We split a sandwich three ways.
This is pathetic. I mean, how sad is this? They split a Limburger sandwich three days. They're still complaining about it on national radio several days later.
On top of each slice of it.
Well, I hope you get over this, really, but I think the fact that you share a mouth is a very encouraging sign. So I think good things can only come from that. Oh, boy. Why do 90% of boys drop the Y when they reach puberty, but girls don't? I don't understand this at all. It's Mikey, Mike, and Richie Rich. Does this make any sense? Yeah, that's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Drop the Y? The Y chromosome, you mean?
Willie. Most people go by Bill.
Most men keep their Willie.
I did.
It doesn't do you any good, but it's, you're attached to it. What can I tell you?
As a kid, I was Richie. But puberty hits and you drop that. You become Rich or Richard or Michael.
Or worse.
Or worse. Mr. something. Yeah. Yeah. It just, I don't know.
Thank you. Just relax. Sit down. Okay. It's okay. Don't worry. You'll always be Richie to me. If that's any help, which I know it isn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Thank you. I know. What are you doing with that? Do something useful. This is our chief engineer. This is a man with some training in this field. I don't know. Let's see. On sabbatical. I just want to see you. What it looks like when you're on sabbatical. You're on sabbatical. Can you stand up here, Sam? He's on sabbatical. He chose. Look how relaxed he looks. Here. I always wanted to be on sabbatical, but I never really worked for a living. Okay. So I never got a chance to have a sabbatical. Is it nice?
It is. It's a gift. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I'm reassessing what I want to do for the last half of my life.
Yeah. So, what do you do? Like cruises and things?
No.
Or
I'm reading a lot, and I'm consulting to some friends, and I've had my...
You shouldn't. You're on sabbatical, man.
Free. I'm helping some friends.
I don't care, free or not. You don't do anything. That's what sabbatical means.
Exercising,
look it up.
Sleeping 8 hours. Yeah. Doing a lot of good things. I'm spending a lot of time with my wife.
And look how nice you're dressing in casual wear.
I am. I used to wear a suit every day.
Yeah. And look at you now. You got a thing with it's a cashmere even or something. I can feel it because I'm not that kind of guy.
Okay, whatever.
You look good and you look comfortable in your own skin.
I am. And, I'm happy.
In fact, you have no money coming in. That shouldn't panic you in the least.
No, we're in good shape.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
What are you sabbaticaling from?
I was a chief commercial officer of a company where we made the active ingredients for drugs. So Remicade for people with arthritis and other drugs. We make the thing that made the drug work.
I don't understand that at all, do you? I thought the drugs were the active ingredient drugs. No.
So you take a mammalian cell and you grow it and it becomes the active ingredient of the therapy. And then that's what
you needed a sabbatical. I'll tell you, if that's you're taking mammalian cells and looking for
it. Yes, exactly. Yes.
And now you don't have to worry about any of that.
No.
Mammals or
I'm
cells.
My grass, right? And my plants in my yard. No, not that kind. I was in Colorado, but not that kind of grass.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And then how long is your sabbatical last?
Probably until about September 1st. I'm going to take at least 6 months.
Mortgages due and all that back.
No, it's kind of my
loan
personal
mortgage plan. Comes in at that
point. My personal plan is to be back and doing something I really want to do.
Fantastic. Joe Coffee. Joe Coffee, ladies and gentlemen, on sabbatical. Don't bother him. He's on sabbatical. Good man. Don't you want to be on sabbatical someday?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
I'm working.
I'm
an operations analyst. I also.
What the hell is that?
I wear a suit to work every day.
Who?
Yeah.
And do you know what your job is exactly?
Yeah.
It sounds like there'd be a lot of latitude because no one knows what an operations analyst is.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just one of those hyped up HR titles. I mean, I just kind of walk around.
I don't know if I would broadcast that. You're a young man. You probably want to work before your sabbatical is permanent,
I didn't say my name or where I work, so I think I'm
okay. What is your name?
My name is Jordan.
That's not your real name, though.
Unfortunately, it is.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Someday you'll have a sabbatical.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Want to trade?
No.
No, because he does mammal cells.
That's true.
You don't do that. You do.
I'm just a mammal.
The mammal. You can maybe use some of his cells or something, because he's apparently not using it. And who invented the game of cribbage? I bet it was a German guy up north. That's what I'm thinking.
No, that's Euchre.
Huh? You? Was you? Here's the man who invented cribbage in our audience. How did you think of it? Did you have a few beers and then you started drilling holes in a board, right? And he thought, I'll put some pegs in this and we can throw cards around and make a game of it. This actually someone did invent it? Who, all right, who is he? I have to shout it out.
Sir John Suckling.
Wow.
You just shouted out Sir John Suckling in front of a room full of people. You need a sabbatical, my friend.
Englishman.
No, Suckling is an Englishman, really? Sir John Suckling was English? That's more shocking than the whole cribbage thing. Sir John Suckling was English. Did you know that, John? Okay, in England, they played in England. I didn't even know they played in England. I thought it was just in the 1600s. All those English, they're ahead of the curve in cribbage and everything. You play cribbage?
Nope.
Sorry. How are you doing? Pretty good?
Doing fine.
You look good. What field are you in?
Retired.
Are you an actually retired cowboy?
No, I'm an actually retired homicide detective from Chicago.
Oh, boy. Okay. How are you? Pretty good.
Doing fine.
Are you on sabbatical now from homicide? Or?
No, I took the day off.
Okay.
I've seen his some of his videos, or he had some stuff on television.
You have videos on television?
On how to avoid being abducted.
I've been on Oprah 5 times, been on Good Morning America 10 times, been on Nightline in 2020. All of them shows are the same.
And now you've been on What Do You Know?
What Do You Know?
Where I Like Your Boots. And I'm Slightly Afraid of You. But it's a good thing. You're a good man, and hope I never meet you professionally. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do, and that's what we're about. So right now, I'm looking for the crowd to indicate interest in what? But now you seem a little reluctant, I noticed. Was that reluctance? He's your what?
No, he's probably smarter than I am.
He's smarter than you are? Well, I don't know what that means exactly. That may not be a big achievement. I think it probably is, but you're recommended by her, I think.
I think so.
You are?
My name's Russ Howes.
Russ, are you from around here, Russ?
Yes, I am. Live in Middleton.
That's not around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's way down. That's where University Avenue ends. That's Middleton.
Right.
Yeah. What do you do out there?
Well, I don't do anything out there except live there. I work at the University of Wisconsin Foundation as the Vice President for Legal Affairs.
Well, that's a pretty good job then, huh?
Yeah.
Are you on sabbatical?
No.
Never had one?
Nope, never had a sabbatical.
I didn't have a sabbatical. I'm thinking about it right now, as a matter of fact. I think I'd go on right after the show. I'm going on sabbatical. Well, Russ, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I've always wanted to.
Isn't that a sweet thought? He's always wanted to. Come on down here. And because he's always wanted to. We got homicide here. We got a minister in the front row. We got everything you need here in this show. Have a seat. Got a minister you can drink with. What else is there in life? All right. So, Russ, are you from around here originally?
Actually, I was born and raised in Michigan.
You were?
Yep.
Oh, that's all right. That happens. It's not really your fault. Where are Michigan abouts?
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw.
Lived just outside of Bay City in Essexville, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was brought up.
Yeah. Still family out there?
My brother still lives in the state. In fact, he's here with me today.
Yes.
And his wife.
He denies being your brother, though. He refuses to admit it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the singing superintendent over in the western part of the state.
Singing superintendent?
Yes.
We should have got him, I guess.
I know.
We got you. That'd be more entertaining than a singing superintendent.
Yes.
What does he sing?
He's famous for starting every school year by performing for the teachers.
Oh.
And kind of getting them riled up for the year. Ready to go.
Yeah. And what sort of song would that be? What sort of song do you do to rile them up? Lady Gaga, that sort of thing?
No, I'm a crooner from old musicals that with modified words.
Old musicals with modified words. Sounds like a great opening day. That's something that all superintendents should do, I think, everywhere. And Russ, you said you're, what are you again?
I'm the Vice President for Legal Affairs at the University of Wisconsin Foundation.
It's got to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be better to be president than Vice President of Legal Affairs?
I don't think there is a president for legal affairs.
Yeah, so you have to be a Vice President of Legal Affairs.
That's true.
That doesn't seem right, does it? I mean, they should make you president then, just by default, instead of Vice President. It sounds better, number one.
Well, I don't...
Do you have to run this past legal affairs? Let me know.
Probably do.
Okay. It's just removing the vice because you're not a vice if there's no president.
Correct.
You are the de facto, in facto, vis-a-vis other legal terms, de rigueur.
Yes.
President. President.
I'm the head of legal affairs.
You're the head of legal affairs.
Yes.
To me, a head is not a vice president. That's a warm pitcher of spit, as we know, nationally. Okay, I'm just saying, I don't want to get on you. But think about it, is what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
Seize power. I would just change your nameplate. Who's going to do anything? Your legal affairs. They can't do a damn thing about it. President.
Of legal affairs.
Legal affairs.
Okay. I'll talk to my board about that.
Don't talk to the board. The board works for you. You're on the board. And are you a Badger then? Did you go to school here?
No.
Shouldn't you have to really be a Badger before you can be head of legal affairs?
Not really. No. But
did you go to Michigan?
Michigan State.
Oh my God! This gets worse and worse. Do they know this there? Does the board know this about you? That you actually went to Michigan State?
Right. Right. A lot of grew out of Wayne State.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's good. That's good. And what do you do for kicks, Russ?
Well,
fisherman, sportsman,
not
dancer,
very much. No.
Are you a dancer?
No. I like. I do woodworking. I do
for
gardening.
Fun?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you actually have fun when you're woodworking?
Absolutely.
What are you making?
Well, I've made furniture pieces in the past, but I do a lot of framing for artwork. And I'm in the middle of building a whirly gig for my backyard.
How nice. I wish I lived next to you. Do they make a lot of noise, those whirly gigs, or what do they do?
It doesn't really make a lot of noise.
No.
This is version 2.0.
Yeah.
Last year I did 1.0.
That was noisy.
Yes. It needed a new version.
Well, a whirly gig, of course I know what it is, but what is it? It's a thing that doesn't spin in the wind and make a lot of noise?
Right. It has a propeller on it, and the wind spins the propeller and causes other things mechanically to move.
So it's like a Rube Goldberg kind of contraption thing?
Yeah.
And is it pretty? Do you have a picture of it on your phone?
No, I don't.
What that looks like.
Sorry.
Okay. Don't apologize. Legal affairs take it up.
I know.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. All right. Russ, someone out there plays along with you, and it's a general knowledge quiz. You know how this works?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
I do.
Okay. I know we've come before legal affairs on a couple occasions, but I can explain a lot of what happened, actually. And Sarah Dix.
Yeah, if people want to play...
What's the background on this whole thing?
The background is that if people want to play from home, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question to see if they qualify.
What if they can't remember all those numbers?
I can say them again. They could get a pen and pencil.
Or, I mean, is there an easy mnemonic?
Oh, that thing. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mnemonic way?
Yeah, yeah. Or? Yeah, there's 1-800-942-5669 is also 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Nicely. I never heard WHACK-NOW said nicer than that. Nicely, I guess it would be. All right, we're going to the phones right now. As soon as I ask this question here, and its top 100 influentials. Time Magazine confused Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker with whom, is the question. And once again, if you were paying attention earlier in the show or listening at all, you would know that there was some confusion by Time Magazine between Governor Scott Walker, who is one of the 100 most influentials in the U.S., with someone else. You want to know who he was confused with. Okay? It's not just in the U.S., by the way. It's just influentials all over the place. Let's go right now to Lisa. She's in East Hampton, New York. Hey, Lisa.
Oh, like, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing today? What do you got lined up?
Well, I'm in the middle of putting together a lesson plan for my students.
Well, that sounds very dreadful. I want you to stop that immediately, Lisa, and go out and do something that you really would like to be doing.
No, I'm very lucky. This is on a lesson plan about a trip I'm taking to the Arctic this summer.
Oh, how cool.
I'm doing research and stuff, so the kids are really into it, and luckily so am I.
Oh, that's actually very cool. You have permission to go on with that. That sounds fantastic. Lisa, Scott Walker, Governor of Wisconsin, was one of the 100 influentials of Time Magazine, but they confused him with whom in their description of what he was all about.
Oh, boy, I wasn't listening early enough, obviously, so I'm just going to take a leap shot in the dark, John McCain?
No. No, not even that close. All right. Thanks, though, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and best to you and all your travel and everything. That sounds great. Fantastic.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day. Good luck.
You too. Bye. Mary's in Sturgeon Bay. Mary.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Nice day in Sturgeon Bay?
Oh, it's kind of cold.
Kind of cold, and then we get that wind off the lake, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Is there anything going on today?
Well, I'm working right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What are you working at, or shouldn't we talk about it?
Well, I'm salaried and here on the weekend, so I'm probably okay taking some time.
It's not the nuke plant there, is it?
No, we don't have a nuke plant.
Don't you have a nuke plant there?
No.
Okay, good. Then I'm not going to worry about what you're doing or if you're working or not. Mary, who'd they confuse Scott Walker with in Time Magazine?
President Hassan Rouhani.
How did you know that, Mary? Did you look that up?
I just knew it, of course.
Hassan Rouhani of Iran, the president of Iran.
Right.
That's right. Holy cow, Mary. Put aside all that work you're doing and just turn off all those switches. And congratulations. Okay, well, you qualify. Can you do this now and not jeopardize your future or our safety as a nation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Mary, this is Russ. He's legal.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Russ.
He's president of legal. University, and Mary, you're working there. We won't say where it is in case you get in trouble for doing this while you're working. You okay with this?
Right.
Okay. All right, two of you are a team right now. You collaborate, and you work together, and all those things that mean the same. Sarah Nix,
yes.
Can you tell us what categories we have of Endeavor?
I can. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. All right, Mary, let's pick the first one. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Who would win a Lincoln-Washington fist fight? According to most people. Lincoln and Washington get into a fist fight. Who wins?
Well, Lincoln was really good-sized guy. So I'd be tempted to say Lincoln.
Uh-huh. Mary, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, Lincoln sounds good.
So you say Lincoln?
Lincoln? Yeah.
I'm sorry. 53% of Americans think Washington would whip him.
Whoa.
I suppose we still had the axe in his hand. Maybe one. It depends on your income level, though. People who earn between $40,000 and $80,000 say Lincoln. The rest say Washington. But overall, it comes out to Washington wins. I'm sorry. That's
That's zero right and one wrong.
Okay. Don't get too depressed. We'll get through this.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Let's go people.
Press. People. Okay. Oops. Sorry. People. Are you a lawyer then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Certified and everything?
They've tried to put me away several times.
Yeah. Wayne State, that's legal, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking to a clutch of snakes atop the Rockies would be what for most people? Speaking to a bunch of snakes atop the Rockies would for most people be what?
Get a hint?
Like, you know, all their greatest fears rolled into one? Speaking to a group?
Yeah.
Being around snakes?
Meaning you don't like...
And being at a high altitude?
Oh, that sounds, yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mary?
I think that would be a terrifying thing.
Yes, that's right. It would be absolutely the worst thing. It's all your worst fears. Speaking to a clutch of snakes atop the Rockies.
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay.
The categories remaining are current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Here it is, for all the money. You got to get this right. What's it going to be?
Science.
Mary, back to you. Science?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do pigeons put everything in categories or lump it all together?
That doesn't seem like a fair question.
It is a fair question. It's been studied at the University of Iowa, as a matter of fact. So you know it's fair. Do pigeons put everything in categories? Do they categorize things or do they lump everything together?
I'd say they probably lump everything together, Mary.
Or do they put it in categories?
Well, they might.
Put it in categories?
Put things in categories.
Yeah. This is pigeon poop. This is popcorn.
I'd say categories.
I'm not saying it's profound or anything like that.
I'd say categories.
You say categories?
Categories.
You changed your mind.
I did.
Okay. That happen often? Legal matters? Mary?
I don't know. I can't see your face right now. So.
I know you're lucky, but don't keep bragging about it. He says categories.
I'm thinking categories.
Categories, yes, you won. Holy cow.
Russ, you'll walk your dog in the height of doggy fashion with a patriotic print cloth pouch, since we fill with plastic poo bags and attached to leash from Stellaware, makers of pet-pleasing handcrafted accessories. Mary, you can read about the world's most serene republic in Michael's book, Glad You Asked, intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious-minded, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can carry applause in the palm of your hand with instant audience from Archie McPhee, batteries included, and bring on the fun playing What Do You Know, the party game, including the Made in China Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Bye, everybody. Thank you all for coming. Thanks, Ross. Thanks, Mary. Hang on. Make sure
Michael Feldman's
that.
What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international.
PRI, Public Radio International.